We're joined this morning on the phone by a fellow I'm sure folks will remember very well. Steve Blazek joins us, a longtime educator and coach in the Atlantic Community School District, and a guy who's going to be heading into the Hall of Fame tomorrow night at the Boys Basketball State Championships. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks a lot, and again, congratulations on the Hall of Fame honor. That's pretty nice.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Jim.
Well, it's always nice to be remembered. You're probably like the rest of us. We don't do things that we do for a living necessarily for accolades and that type of attention. But it is nice that other people think that what you were doing all those years was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, when you think about 39 years you put into education and 37 years into coaching and all the hours and summer times and all that, you do end up putting a lot of hours in, but... You know, it's something, if I had to do it over again, I would definitely do it because it was very enjoyable.
And that's the thing. You know, coaching is kind of like an iceberg. You know, people see the 20% that's floating above the surface, but they don't see the rest of the iceberg that's underground. And I guess the rest of the iceberg in coaching is all the other time that's put in and scouting and preparing game plans. And the coaching, of course, that happens day to day, you know, with the kids and all the stuff that happens off season. It's really a lot more than people see on game night.
Yeah, it really is. I know when I first started, you had very limited access to your athletes out of season. And, you know, of course, we were all complaining about that. And then eventually it came around about that you could have, as soon as the last day of school was over, you could pretty much do whatever you wanted to. And then after you do that for a few years, you were kind of sometimes wishing maybe, well, maybe they should put a little control on it a little bit. But I really enjoyed it. But, you know, I think what probably burns most coaches out is what they have to do in the off season now in order to stay competitive.
Yeah, it's a different game than when we were in high school. That's certainly for sure. I want to talk about that too, because everybody around here remembers Steve Blazek, the coach and the educator. But you didn't grow up here. You went to school in Creston, so everybody around here says, "Well, gee, we know about Big Steve Blazek. What about Young Steve Blazek? Was he any good at sports?"
I was just a very average athlete. I mean, I enjoyed playing all of them and did. You know, I lettered in basketball and football and track and baseball at Creston High School. Graduated in 1970. Played on some pretty good basketball teams. Matter of fact, my senior year, we got beat by Atlantic in the state tournament series. So
that stuck with you a while.
Yeah. Had some very good coaches at that time, and when you get out, I was fortunate or unfortunate. My very first year out of college, my first job, I was thrown right into the head coaching position, and you kind of refer back to a little bit of what you did with your high school coaches, and I did play a little bit of junior college basketball, and up at Waldorf, and. Some of the things you did there, and then you kind of, pick and scratch and steal from other people and figure out what works for you and what doesn't work and, try to figure out what you want to do.
Well, no doubt. Is there anybody in particular, any coach or anybody who was kind of a mentor to you that really kind of helped you make the decision you wanted to get into education and into coaching?
Well, I'll tell you, I grew up on a farm, and I knew right away I didn't want to be a farmer. I kind of despised sitting on that tractor all day long. And, that was something that the old-time farmers, like my dad, he thought he was on vacation if he could sit on a tractor out in the field for 10 or 12 hours a day. But, I really didn't know what I was going to do out of, coming out of high school. I got a little bit of money to play junior college basketball and, just kind of... fell into it a little bit, I guess. That's about athletics is what I really loved, and I guess I was very, very fortunate enough to be able to do that for 39 years. I know teaching PE for the most part. My daughter said that I just got to play for a living for the most part.
Well, there's so many coaches that have ups and downs and what have you throughout their career, but I was looking at some of the marks here, and you started in Missouri and moved on to back here to Iowa, where you were at Fox Valley, over in Milton and at Sutherland, and then here at Atlantic. Every stop, you had a winning record. Was it the coach or the players?
You'd like to think the coaching had a little bit to do with it, but I'll tell you what, if you're going to be successful, you have to have kids that have some ability, are very coachable, want to work hard, are willing to play together as a team and kind of buy into the system. I've been very, very fortunate, over the years. Had some really good kids. A lot of those, I still talk to some of those kids from the first year that I started coaching down in Missouri at Newtown Harris. So, you make some lasting relationships. But if you don't have players, you're not going to be successful. I don't care who you are. And I've been very, very fortunate. We had, maybe four or five times we had some down years where we really struggled and played a lot of young kids, but we could always look into the future, and we knew if they just stuck with it, that before they graduated, they were going to be successful, and everything played out pretty well for us.
Yeah, it worked out okay, I think, for the most part. I want to talk about the other side of it a little bit too, Steve, because sometimes folks don't see those things behind the scenes. People look at the relationship between a coach and the players and what have you, but on the other side, on the back side of that, there's also the relationship between a coach and, say, the athletic director, the administration. Were you pretty lucky in that respect too?
Yeah, I really was. The first school I taught at, I was basically the AD also, so being at a small school. But at all the other places, I had people that were very, very good to me. And, if you strayed off the mark and they didn't like something you were doing, they wouldn't be afraid. Mr. Dyer was the one that hired me in Atlantic and, very, very supportive, a great athletic director. And then Mr. Sweeney, who I actually coached against for a few years when he was a basketball coach at Shenandoah. But, had some very, very supportive people in the administration part. And that's very, very important, too, because you're not only talking about the athletic side, but also the academic side and what kind of young people these young guys end up growing up to be.
Well, and fortunate for you, a lot the places that you coach were places where there's a lot of parental involvement in kids, not just their school lives, but in their lives in general. If you're in a bigger city type of situation where sometimes kids don't have the same attention paid to them at home as they do in smaller communities like this, it can really create problems for coaches. You end up having to be a parent too. So it had to help that you had a lot of pretty well-grounded kids.
Yeah, and I think, especially in my latter years, you kind of looked at how many two natural parent players you had on your team, and you kind of figured out, the more of them you had, the better off you were going to be. There were it was always kind of disheartening. You always get one or two here and there that the parents aren't very supportive and don't come to the games. And that was just always hard for me to figure out. I know when I grew up, my dad was a farmer and very seldom took a vacation, but he never missed an opportunity to come and watch me play, and I think that's very, very important.
Absolutely. Well, what does it mean for you to be recognized like this by your peers and be elected into the Hall of Fame?
Well, I think, the last couple years was a situation where you look at the number of wins you've accumulated and I'm sitting in the top 20 all time with wins, and you kind of figured you had a chance, possibly. But once your peers put you in, that makes it, that much more pleasant. And just very, very grateful to the Athletic Association for the honor. And it just wasn't me. It was my wife, the players, the parents, the school districts, the ADs. So it's kind of an award that goes to a lot of people.
Yeah, it was a team effort, very much a
right.
team effort. Well, and again, I don't think a lot of people even realize that, because we don't look at things sometimes as a whole, and you didn't spend your entire career here in Atlantic, but 541 career wins, 20th on the all-time list. We didn't even talk about those years you were both boys and girls varsity coach.
Yeah, I believe, I think, what it must have been for 3 years, I was also the head girls coach also. Probably the one of the most memorable years we had. The third year I was coaching, our boys in Missouri, we ended up finishing fourth in the state tournament, and our girls got beat by 1 point in the sub-state game, or we could have had both boys and girls. And, you know, coaching girls was a different experience, but I was kind of fortunate. I, you know, also had some, you know, girls that had some success. And when I moved to Fox Valley, of course, they hadn't had much success. But once they figured it out, there was enough athletic potential there that we could be successful.
Well, and it seems to have worked out all right. Well, hey, again, congratulations on the accolades, and we hope you and your wife, and I know you're closer to your daughters down there in Lee's Summit, Missouri now. Hope the family's doing well, and hope you guys continue to prosper.
Thanks a lot, Jim. I really, really appreciate it.